Make It Right, the manufacturing podcast.
Food and beverage manufacturing is highly competitive and ever-changing, with manufacturers working to tap into the needs and wants of the consumer while differentiating themselves and rising above their competition. Last week on the Make It Right podcast, my guest was Rajiv Ranjan, and he talked about the challenges he's addressed in his career as a manufacturing and supply chain executive trying to transform food and beverage companies. Today, we continue that conversation, and we pick it up talking about when things don't go as planned.
Have you ever had or seen something go badly wrong where you thought, or not even badly wrong, but just go wrong, where you really thought you had what the consumer wanted, and yet it turned out to be not at all what they were looking for?
Yes, there are many examples, to be honest. There are many times where, you know, we thought that this is the product, you know, this has ticked all the boxes for us in terms of what we thought the consumer would like, for example, in terms of, you know, the price segment or in terms of nutritional value, things which are sort of non-debatable, that if I offer a product which has got high amount of nutrition, you know, second is if I offer a product which has got good amount of shelf life, which means that it can last for, let's say, 4 months of time period. And third is it is in a packaging which is, you know, relatively more environment friendly. And it is at a price point which is very, very compelling, you know, which is probably among the bottom 10% of the customers or competitors we have in. At times, still the product didn't sell. Mm-hmm. So it remained, there have been instances where we thought this is the product and we made a lot of investment into the business, but somehow the product didn't take off. It happens, and those are the outside the moment of introspection, that really what is it that we missed out, what is it that we need to be more careful about next time. It comes at a substantial cost to the company, but it comes with immense learning, and that learning builds up the foundation for the next set of products. Next set of successful products.
Right. I think it's fascinating, all the things that you have to think about and all the things you have to analyze, and still, you know, it can be a huge success or it still may not work. Very interesting. How does a company actually integrate their manufacturing with their supply chain to actually achieve their overall business goals, and what are some of those best practices?
I would say integration, there are two, three areas. I would say seamless flow of information, I think, is one of the three things. I think seamless flow of information across the end-to-end supply chain, which when end-to-end supply chain, I mean that starting from, vendors database till our customers database. So let's say, you know, if you are buying, for example, potatoes, you know, and that goes into one of our products. So having information about our vendors, let's say buying process, their manufacturing process, their order processing system, as well as their dispatch process, integrating that information with my own, let's say, ordering process and order servicing process, then flow of information within my manufacturing system till the final product is made and sold to the consumer. If the visibility of this whole information is there end to end, and somebody, or let's say, depending upon the different needs of stakeholders, people can access that information across the supply chain in a meaningful way, analyze that data, and take timely, corrective, decisive actions, that is something which I think helps a lot in terms of seamless integration of all the processes across the supply chain. So that's one. And there are many, I would say, technology interventions which are there, many tools available today, which can help analyze that information in a very, very, very optimal way and give a cutting edge to the organization in terms of taking decisions which are really optimal, either in terms of meeting the needs of the customer or meeting, let's say, the cost needs of the organization or meeting the quality needs of the organization or a combination of all of these put together. Or sometimes even the strategic need of long-term needs of the organization in terms of footprint or in terms of other strategic priority of the organization. So seamless integration of information from vendors, vendor to supplier, supplier, end-to-end supply chain, where I think the true business integration lies, in my mind.
And do you think that most companies are seeing that and pursuing that now?
I would say there is good amount of awareness now at this point in time, but often the ability to really create a business case around this is where the things get stuck or do not move fast enough. So while there is a clear understanding that this is something which has value, but I see many organizations not able to really convert that value into a quantified number, as a result of which many times the required investments in this area either remain half-baked or doesn't get through, mm-hmm. resulting into the organization not able to realize the full value, that is full potential that lays from this solution.
Right. So explain to me the process and value of pragmatic digitization to a manufacturing company.
I'd say that while of course digitization is something which is the way forward, there is no denying to it at all. But I have in my limited experience, I have realized that it is very, very important for organizations to really figure out from the vast options possible of digitization, which are the areas where my organization needs to invest into and where in my limited capital or money I need to put into. The options are many. But ability to customize the different digitization options available to my needs of business is where I think the differentiation lies. And what I have seen is the first step is digitizing the business processes, which means that first step is, can I look at from the pure consumer/customer eyes, which is the most optimal business process that I should have in my business. So from starting from the supplier till my customers, what should be my optimal business process for each of the steps of the business is the first step where I would like to spend my money in terms of identifying what should be my optimal business processes. That's one. Second level is, and I would like to automate that in terms of as much automation which is possible with the cutting edge, let's say next generation technology of optimizing that processes. Second is I would like to focus on a good amount of RPA or robotic process automation, wherein each of these optimized business processes, how many of these can be done without human intervention and through a smart use of AI and digitization tools available in the market. So second step I would say is RPA. Once I have done optimized my business processes and I have digitized them through RPA, then the next step comes is where I have suddenly a lot of data, huge amounts of data, because every process, every transaction, every flow of information, flow of money, and every flow of product across the length and width of supply chain is now getting captured through data. So suddenly I have an ocean of data available with me. So the next challenge is, how much am I able to use that information through a big data analysis process or any other smart way by which I can analyze the data and come out with meaningful analytics from that vast mass of data and use that for my decision making. So next step I would say is big data analytics based solution. And lastly, once I have that, these three things done, lastly is that, can I use the advanced optimization tools which will help me optimize my businesses in terms of customer service or in terms of cost? So I would say in a structured manner or this may not be the best solution for a couple of organizations, but in my limited understanding, I have found that this approach is pragmatic to the extent that limited money goes to the areas which has sure shot potential to generate return in a fully integrated, seamless end-to-end collaborative manner.
What do you see as the single most important step that a manufacturing leader can take to move his company forward to be more competitive at this stage of the game?
If I had to put one thing, keep working on finding ways to create differentiation through innovation. To my mind, differentiation and innovation are purely linked. Sustainable organizations have to keep differentiating for them to be in a position to have a respectable margin. Otherwise, competition will catch up. Me too products will catch up, and then the margin would no more be there. So the only way to be successful in this environment is building ability, building muscles around how can I keep creating innovation? How can I keep creating differentiation through innovation? And the areas of innovation are immense. It can start from the whole length and width of supply chain to business model to distribution to route to market to execution. So the vast scope of innovation is already there. But single thing that organizations should focus, to my mind, is how can I keep working on finding ways to create differentiation through innovation?
Standing still doesn't work anymore, does it? I remember when I was in college and we were talking about advertising and product development and whatnot. And one of the things that our instructor had said was, if you look at how products are now, you'll see that, say, something like a washing powder, they start changing their formula. And he said what they're doing is they're taking their market away from their main product and spreading it out across a whole bunch of products. And he thought that that was a bad idea. But I think that what we're seeing now is that the reason that those products are differentiating is because the consumer is demanding it, and they've been demanding it all along, and companies have slowly started to understand that, yeah, the consumer is the key customer here, and they want to buy what they want to buy, and they will not pay for something that they don't want to buy.
Absolutely. Consumer is where all the eyes have to be focused. That's where consumer pays for everything that we as a company spend money on. So, it has to be what she likes.
That's it exactly, right? So there's only one place you're getting your money from, and it ultimately ends up being that consumer. Rajiv, this has been a fascinating conversation, and I really thank you very much for your time and your insights.
Thank you so much, Janet. Lovely talking to you.
Rajiv Ranjan is a manufacturing executive with extensive experience in supply chain. That is our show for this week. The Make It Right podcast is brought to you by Kevin Snook, leadership advisor and author of the best-selling book, Make It Right, 5 Steps to Align Your Manufacturing Business from the Front Line to the Bottom Line, and it's available on Amazon.com. Please follow us on Twitter and LinkedIn and subscribe to the podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, and YouTube. I'm Janet Eastman. Thanks for listening to Make It Right.